This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Seems like Derek Carr is dealing with a significant injury, one that might keep him out the entire year, which could certainly impact what the Saints do. And the reason why that's relevant is the idea that, I don't know if the Saints, who they're going to take, right? We've seen mock drafts with Jackson Dart. Now some people are saying maybe Shedeur Sanders because they're going to need a quarterback. Saints have been interested in a quarterback. We knew that anyway. But if Carr's going to be out for the year, now I don't know if they're going to draft somebody and have them start right away. Does this put them in play for a free agent or making a trade? Who knows? But the idea that the Giants would trade back in and potentially get one of those guys, I would not think that that's going to be easy if you know that New Orleans is going to take a quarterback. You look at Pittsburgh, a quarterback needy team, and I would think that at least those two, maybe others, would be looking to take quarterbacks off the board. So the perfect scenario for the Giants, if they want to take Carter, let's say at three, and trading back up, I don't think that's as easy as everybody makes it seem.
I even saw something nuts that I've got to dig a little bit more, and I think Samini had it, where the Jets are suddenly enamored with Shuck, and they could take him at seven.
Come on.
This is where we are.
I didn't see that.
Click,
who had
click,
that?
Click, click, click. Everybody just click away. You know, you're going to get this before any draft. I mean, somebody's rising, somebody's dropping. This team's looking to do this. It's fun. It's interesting. Generally, it doesn't lead to too many places. But specific to your point about the Saints, I think what they're doing right now, they are absolutely preparing for life without Derek Carr this year. I don't think he's playing.
Okay.
I don't think he's playing for, and if he plays, he ain't playing for a while. So they have to get a quarterback. And I believe, but even before, I remember saying that there was a chance that Sanders, this goes back a month where you and I started getting into this, where I thought that Shedeur Sanders, there was a chance, and this was plotting it out specific to the Giants, obviously, but going back 4 or 5 weeks, I'm like, if this happens and that happens, don't be surprised if Sanders maybe falls to the Saints at nine, and now this probably even further complicates the Giants' world because he's hurt. And, you got the Sanders stuff and other guys are rising. I don't think the Jets will take a quarterback, but your point about the Giants not being able to get somebody maybe as easy as they thought, very well might be coming to fruition. This does not help them.
Well, what about possibility of now maybe the Saints trading up? And or other teams saying, okay, well, the Saints for sure are going to take a quarterback. Maybe they want this guy. Maybe teams trying to trade up in front of them, and that could impact the Jets. Maybe somebody leapfrogs the Saints and the Panthers to get to the Jets spot to take a quarterback. Let's say Pittsburgh, just to throw it out there. They love Shedeur Sanders, and they don't want to take a risk of Shedeur getting to
21.
To
the Saints, really.
Maybe they call the Jets.
I'll tell you what, if the Jets could ever work out a deal with the Steelers to go from, I think they're 21 or 22, to go from where the Steelers are to where the Jets are, I would sign off on that without even knowing the exact parameters.
You just love what you're going to get in return?
Yeah. Dude, it you got to move mountains to go two slots. You're going from the low 20s inside the top 10 to get a quarterback? You are going to fleece the Steelers. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Or I wouldn't think that this would be the case, but if the Giants played their cards maybe a little bit better and gave the threat to your point last week about
taking Sanders,
maybe the Saints say, you know what, let's not run the risk. What is it going to take?
Trade with the Giants. Yep.
Now, if they're desperate, which it seems like they want to win anyway, and they might be now, in fact, desperate.
Here's my question. Would the Giants, knowing that all their fans are clamoring for a quarterback here, would the Giants allow the massive or potentially massive PR hit and the court of public opinion amongst Giants fans just being ratcheted up a million miles of hate and discontent if the Giants trade with somebody and they move into the third spot and take a quarterback? You know, you're not going to know if he's great right away, but I think even if that happened, I think Giant fans would go nuts.
Here, unless they took, let's just say, Jackson Dart.
Unless they got a quarterback at nine.
You correct. Mean, because how
that would soften it for sure. Yeah, but that's no guarantee.
And if you didn't take a quarterback, no, there isn't. And if you didn't take a quarterback at nine, how could you justify trading out, not getting, let's say, hypothetically, Abdul Carter, and not getting one of the top quarterbacks? I don't think you can make a case for that. The Giants either have to take Carter or whatever, whoever they think is the best player available at three, and then get another top quarterback at some point, maybe trading back in or not, or just take a quarterback at three. I don't think you could trade out of the third spot, get the ninth best player available,
assuming, and not take a quarterback at nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a tough sell, too. But, like, to me, see, you don't want to think this way because it's almost a loser's mentality. But really, the key to the war room is mitigating failure. It's almost equal. Mitigating failure versus creating home run hits. Like, home run hits are awesome and they elevate you, but avoiding misses early in the draft help you almost as much, right, in a weird, wacky way.
It's like grenades. You're the minefield. You want to stay away from those potential grenades.
Because then think about second contracts, and now if you draft somebody 2, 3, 4, 5, you don't get the second contract, what a wasted pick. If you pick the wrong position, like a running back with Saquon with the Giants, there's always that discourse. There's a lot of things at play here, but I think that, the equation that I would rather have, somebody that I think is great in Carter and a quarterback a little later, and I'm going to flip the coin on and say, I'm not really sure, but he's interesting. I take that equation more so than a quarterback who I'm flipping the dice on at three, who I still don't know about, and a lesser player than Abdul Carter at nine.
Yeah, I just think it's fascinating when look, first of all, I love talking about it. I can't wait for the draft here, but now with, you know, it's crazy to think that Sanders, who was once thought to be the top quarterback in the draft, and now Cam Ward, the surefire top pick in the draft. I was reading something else that said it would take a historic package for the Titans to trade out of number one, and Cam Ward doesn't appear to be that historic of a player that you'd be, you know, that'd be worth giving up what it would have to take. But went from Ward and Sanders being the top two to Giant fans thinking they were screwed because they're going to have the third pick and not even have their choice, to now, in all likelihood, they're going to have their choice of Sanders and they're going to pass on him and hopefully get another quarterback, whoever that may be. I don't know. We haven't identified who the Giants have identified as their top target, but you got to assume that with one of their early picks, they're going to take a stab. They better take a stab at one of these quarterbacks.
You think the door shut on Shador 3? Like, that's it? Not happening?
It's just my feel. I don't know.
I feel the same thing. Like, but give me a percentage. 75%, 80%?
Put it this way, dude. I would be shocked.
Shocked?
Shocked if the Giants took Shador Sanders.
I'd be surprised. I think shocked is too strong for a team that needs a quarterback, and that for most early in the process here, they were connected to him. I don't think they're taking Sanders. I wouldn't take Sanders. I don't think they are.
I'd respect it.
But I can't say shocked.
Yeah, that would be some heavy smokescreen.
If it works out.
Give me the percentage. Would you say your percentage?
I would say right around, I think there's probably about a 70-ish, whatever this is worth, 70, 75% chance they're not, maybe even 80% they're not taking him.
Okay.
So, like, to me, shock would be 95% and 5%.
I'm probably 5% at this point.
At this point.
I think you're right to have that better percentage. Just my gut is saying there's no way, so I'll give it maybe a 5% chance.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.